This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, fax 989-291-5077. Regarding Michael, middle initial M like Michael, Babcock, B-A-B like boy, C-O-C-K. Date of birth 2/9/1947. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Babcock. He was a previous patient of ours from 2017, who then had not been seen until March 7th of 2023 when he was re-referred due to elevated creatinine levels. And when he was re-referred, his creatinine level was 2.07 with estimated GFR of 33. Following the consult, we rechecked that, and the creatinine was 2.16, so this is probably a new baseline. And he had been taken off metformin due to severe diarrhea, but then was started on Tradjenta. And it took time, but after at least a month, he started feeling extremely tired. His wife actually called the office saying that he'd been sleeping a lot, and this was on June 8th of this year. And he had been on antibiotics and steroids, and then finally went to the emergency room at Sheridan Community Hospital on, actually had gone to Sheridan Community Hospital on 5/23 of 2023. And he was tested for influenza and COVID, and both were negative, but he still had not been getting well. And he'd also had the diarrhea still. So the ER recommended that he finish antibiotics, finish steroids, and then follow up with his family doctor. So the patient did notice that he would feel very badly after taking his Tradjenta, and that would last until just after supper time. Then he would feel better. So 1 week ago, he self-discontinued his Tradjenta, and he states he's feeling much better today. We did ask him to repeat labs for us, though, on June 8th, and unfortunately, creatinine level was higher than usual at 2.46. Estimated GFR was down to 26. So we are going to follow that closely and have it rechecked in the first week of July. He is feeling remarkably better. He's not tired. He's not coughing. He feels like the Tradjenta was probably, it's T-R-A-D-J-E-N-T-A. He feels like that drug definitely was making him feel much worse. So he will be discussing that with you soon, he reports. He has lost 3 pounds since his consultation on March 7th of this year. But he feels like he's on the right path at this point and feels like he is going to improve. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no blood or melena, no more cough, shortness of breath, no wheezing, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the new hydralazine. It's 25 milligram one every 8 hours. Also, lisinopril is 5 milligram daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And Crestor, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, his weight is 188 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, pulse 72, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs. As previously stated, his creatinine had worsened on June 8th. It was 2.46. and the estimated GFR is 26. Calcium 9.3, albumin is 3.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 2.3, protein to creatinine ratio slightly elevated at 0.49. His hemoglobin is 14.4 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood, 100 plus protein. Intact parathyroid hormone, mildly elevated at 71.7. And we had done a 24-hour urine for protein March 23rd of this year, and it did reveal a non-nephrotic range of proteinuria. Assessment and plan, currently stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to recent prolonged illness with bronchitis requiring oral antibiotics and oral steroids. 2, diabetic nephropathy, well controlled. 3, hypertension, also well controlled, especially with the new addition of hydralazine. We've asked the patient to continue his diabetic low-salt diet. He's going to discuss holding Tradjenta. It may be wise to list that as an allergy if it caused such profound fatigue in all the other symptoms. I'm certain the patient won't want to try using it again. He will have monthly labs done, and we're going to start them the first week of July again. And he will follow the diabetic diet, and he's going to have a recheck visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.